goes out to the crew up top.
Hear me now. I is here with none other than Professor J.K. Galbraith, MB, the most renowned economist in the world. What is supply and demand? Is it like with Majuli, I supply and she demand it?
Supply and demand is an old economic expression.
Is it like in my school, everyone was well into Tashid Vegi because she was all well fit and had nice skin and whatever, and you had to spend 75p even for a touch outside of the place. And Zoe Lewis, who was a bit dodgy, looked a bit rough, she was 25p for fingers and thumbs. So what notes do you have here?
Dollars, $5, $10.
Would it not be more convenient if instead of having like just a $10 bill and a $20 bill, you had like a $5.19 bill, or like a $12.48 bill, or like a $48.05 bill, or like a $78.02 bill, or like a $267.54 bill, or like a $380.09 bill, then you could pay for everything with one note, innit?
I have no hesitation in saying that that would be so complicated that only you and a few other people would understand it.
How much money do I need to be a millionaire?
$1 million or £1 million?
For real, that is a lot of money. Can I still be a millionaire if I've got like 17,000 pounds or something like that?
Certainly not.
Ain't that racialist?
This is a simple arithmetic matter. A millionaire is somebody with a million.
How could I be a millionaire?
You would have to have a very shrewd knowledge of the working of the economy.
I've got an idea and I want to run it by you, Professor Galbraith. What has everyone in the world got? Feet, right? And what do they want their feet to become? Comfy. How do they make their feet comfy? One word.
Shoes.
Slippers. So my idea is to make slippers.
Well, you will not be the only person with that idea.
What? Well, check this. I was going to use the intranet and I was going to do it on www.slippers.com. What do you think about that?
I would point out that you will only become a millionaire making slippers,
right,
internet or not, if you make them cheaper than anybody else.
What happened if I use the intranet and I do it instead of that address on www.swedishfunny.com? Because then everyone would think that they're going over to see some nice girls or whatever, and what would they see? In the slippers.
Okay, that's your risk, fortunately, and not mine.
Do you want to invest some money in it?
Certainly not.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Big up yourself. The most famous and the greatest economist in the world, Professor J.K. Galbraith, in the house.
Thank
Maximum
you.
Respect. And if you ever want to join me over the slippers, that offer is still open.